Think about the last time you felt truly seen by someone. Not just noticed, but deeply understood. Like they could read the map of your inner world without you having to explain every landmark. That feeling, rare and electric, is what we're all searching for in relationships. Yet most of us stumble through decades of connection without understanding what we're actually seeking. We confuse intensity for intimacy, drama for depth, and romantic fireworks for the steady warmth of genuine love. The truth is simpler and more profound than we realize. Healthy relationships require five essential elements: attention, acceptance, appreciation, affection, and allowing. These aren't abstract ideals, but concrete experiences we first needed from our parents, later seek from partners, and ultimately must learn to give ourselves. Without understanding these building blocks, we're essentially trying to build a house without knowing what materials we need, wondering why our relationships keep collapsing. Attention means truly seeing someone, engaged focus on their experiences and feelings, not surveillance. It's maintaining eye contact and asking follow-up questions rather than scrolling phones. Genuine attention creates understanding that lets you relax. Acceptance means being received respectfully with all your feelings, choices, and quirks intact. Parents demonstrate this by releasing blueprints for who children should become. In relationships, it means holding your partner's limitations with curiosity rather than resentment, saying, "I see who you are," instead of, "I wish you were different." Appreciation adds admiration, noticing and valuing someone's unique qualities. When someone believes in your potential, that belief becomes self-fulfilling. Complaints like, "you never help," often mask deeper longings for appreciation. Affection encompasses physical touch and emotional warmth. Our earliest love experiences create templates we unconsciously seek throughout life. Healthy affection means asking for the specific love you need and discovering how to give your partner their unique brand of connection. Allowing supports your freedom to make choices, not permission, but encouragement to fulfill your deepest needs and values. Without this, we hide our true selves to gain approval. Together, these five elements create unconditional presence, the foundation of mature love. We're born wired for connection, but untrained in intimacy. Your early experiences become the invisible script you follow in adult relationships. Those with good enough parenting generally find intimacy easier, while those who suffered neglect or abuse face steeper challenges. The hopeful truth? Even the deeply wounded can learn intimacy through conscious work. Your childhood defenses were survival skills, not character defects. If showing vulnerability led to ridicule or abandonment, you learned to hide your needs. Brilliant adaptation for a 5-year-old, relationship killer at 35. When early needs went unmet, we often tolerate abuse in adult relationships, unconsciously drawn to situations that mirror our original wounding. As adults, we must develop an inner nurturing parent who protects our vulnerable inner child. The functional family grants the 5 A's consistently and processes feelings openly. Unmet needs create painful gaps that, approached mindfully, become doorways to deeper self-knowledge. A hole is a tunnel, not a cave. Your emptiness becomes transitional space rather than permanent void. Love flourishes when we open ourselves without expectation. The more desperately you seek connection, the more it eludes you. Once you love yourself properly, you're naturally drawn to people who are good for you. Suitable partners can give and receive love, handle feelings, make commitments, and keep agreements. They demonstrate the 5 A's, forgive readily, and follow a reconciliation model during conflicts. But your conscious agenda often differs from your secret agenda. You might consciously want stability while unconsciously seeking someone who recreates your childhood dynamics. The distinction between willing and wishing is crucial. To will something means truly wanting it and accepting the work involved. Wishing is merely being enamored with the goal without commitment to the process. Full disclosure means revealing your true self, flaws and all, allowing partners to make informed decisions. A genuine disclosure acknowledges both limitations. I struggle with anxiety and sometimes withdraw, and strengths. I'm committed to working on myself. We often confuse sexual desire with deeper emotional needs, recruiting our genitals for tasks they weren't designed to fulfill. Believing life is meaningless without romantic partnership actually signals a need for personal work. Synchronicity, meaningful coincidences directing us toward our destiny, often plays a crucial role in finding partners when conventional methods fail. Romance follows nature's cycle: budding, blooming, fading, then rebirthing. Relationships grow petals in romance, thorns in conflict, and roots in commitment. Authentic love remains intact through all phases. During romance, partners suspend their fears and shadow sides, only to revert afterward. Mature rising in love involves conscious choice, intact boundaries, and clarity. False attraction shocks and depletes you. True connection provides steady current. While romance naturally evolves, addiction fixates on excitement and drama. Both rejection and acceptance trigger adrenaline, keeping you hooked even during breakups. Relationships naturally descend from romance's summit into conflict's underworld, the longest phase revealing your partner's reality beyond projections. Conflict enables growth, helping you evolve from projection to mature self-affirmation as you reenact childhood patterns. Introversion and extroversion, inborn, equally healthy types, significantly impact relationships. Introverts recharge through solitude, extroverts through social interaction. When upset, extroverts seek connection, while introverts withdraw. Understanding these differences transforms perceived rejection into simple biological difference. Fear naturally arises in close relationships as we face intimacy's inherent risks. Two primary relationship fears, abandonment and engulfment, often originate in childhood. Engulfment fear manifests as anxiety about losing freedom when someone gets too close. Let me be. Abandonment fear creates terror that emotional survival is impossible if someone leaves. Stay with me. These fears typically emerge precisely when you're ready for change, making fear a signal of growth opportunity. The ego becomes the main obstacle to intimacy when it prioritizes self-interest over partnership. The arrogant ego manifests through fear, attachment, control, and entitlement. The deflated ego prevents intimacy through the victim, I'm powerless, the follower, tell me what to do, and the self-blamer, I'm always wrong. Freeing yourself from neurotic ego means accepting life's fundamental conditions. Things change and end, life isn't always fair, growth requires suffering, plans often fail, people aren't always loyal. This shifts your perspective from how dare this happen to me to anything human can happen to me and I'll handle it. Mature love expands beyond one person to embrace the world. Healthy adults love unreservedly, but make conditional commitments, loving your partner's soul and conditionally while making commitments conditional on the relationship's health. All relationships end through separation, divorce, or death. Grief is built into what you sign up for. Before leaving, discuss concerns and ideally seek therapy together. After a breakup, take space to grieve alone rather than immediately seeking someone new. Mindful grief means mourning without expectation, blame, shame, or control. You mourn not just what happened, but what never happened, the absence of the five A's you instinctively needed. The body stores pain, making physical sensations more important than precise recollections. In mindful grief, you become a landing strip for all feelings, sadness, anger, hurt, and fear, allowing them to arrive whether they crash or land softly. Forgiveness isn't something you will. It's automatic compassion that arrives after anger has been processed. It means releasing blame and retaliation while acknowledging accountability. Grief work completes through compassion for similar suffering in others, transforming personal pain into collective healing.